Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. We're trying to kind of have a little overlap to get maybe some new listeners on the Thursdays and Fridays where you don't get the live show. Same for River Talk Radio Network, except now the FM stations on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, are now, because of all the engineering stuff that they have done here, max power and enhanced max power, like max power on steroids, because they've added all sorts of gizmos, electronic gizmos, exciters and boosters and then faders and this, that, and the other, all sorts of technical stuff. Bottom line is they've never sounded so good in their literally in their history. So 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, never sounded so good in their history. Also, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, you can see the Facebook live stream of the show. It's going to be disappointing if you're just tuning in right now because our guests have left, and so now you're stuck with me and my ducky here from the Nail City Jeep Club. Thank you, Jennifer Elvira. God, does she make a great Elvira. God almighty. Focus, focus, focus. Focus on Sydney Sweeney's silver dress. Yes. Focus, focus. All right, fine. So we've got lots of stuff for you. Mr. Big Willie is back on today. He went to I'm not joking when I'm making I'm not making this up. I am not joking. This is for real. He had some sort of tooth rot or whatever. I don't know. He doesn't floss. He doesn't brush his teeth. I don't know if it's the tobacco. I don't know. Who the hell knows with this guy? He's an OTR truck driver, legendary OTR truck driver from the Valley who drives all across the country. He's got a Freightliner Cascadia 125, he needed a new clutch. He could only make it last 800,000 miles, so what kind of driver is that? Anyway, so, and the other thing with this guy, he's got a cracked windshield. My sources tell me he's got a cracked windshield, and he's had it for a long time. That's the kind of stuff that illegals do when they drive our trucks. We'll talk with him about that. But the discount dentist, he had a major issue, so he went to the dentist, some discount dentist, some guy whose name I literally cannot pronounce. I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. I said, well, wait a minute. You're an OTR truck driver. You're making big bucks. I mean, you got to be making big bucks and all that. And he said, well, I don't want to. I want a discount dentist. You know, I don't even know his name. He has a curry, you know, cooking the back kitchen or whatever. He's got a big plier. That's good enough for me. Or whatever he says. I don't know what he says. Anyway, that'll be after the 8 o'clock news. Discount dentist. Can you imagine? I can understand going to a discount dentist if you can't afford a dentist. I can understand that. You know, some backroom dentist with a, you know, coat hanger and a pair of pliers or whatever discount dentists do. But this guy can afford it. Mr. Big Willie, he can afford it. And he still goes to a discount dentist. I told him, look, if you were that hard up, give me a few hundred bucks. I got a pair of pliers in the garage, and I'll clean them up for you. I can just go, no, I can do that. He didn't want that. So anyway, so we'll talk with him about that. We got Dimitri Graffiti, and my guess is that Dimitri Graffiti today is going to be epic, and I'm going to hate it. Because there's going to be so many of the haters going, Richmond Township, I trust you. You're all this, you're that, whatever it happens to be. And all the other stuff that goes on with the day after the election, where the winners gloat and the losers are bitter beyond belief. So we've got all of that. That'll be around 8:50. Not on the Facebook side, because Facebook essentially has banned Dimitri Graffiti. So it can do it. You can hear it only on the radio. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network. We also have a $300 prize package right here from my favorite dealership, and that is Crown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi. They're at the Washington Crown Center. $300 prize package, 15th caller. It includes all sorts of really, really neat stuff, all sorts of Armorall products, also a free oil change, tire rotation, car wash slash detailed, and on, lots of neat stuff. That literally valued, actually literally more than $300, but I said, look, let's downplay that. Let's underpromise and overperform. So it's really worth more than that. But they said, all right, conservatively, $300 prize package just for the Dimitri listeners. So that's coming up for you very soon. Lots of, hold on a second, we're getting phone calls already. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Hello.
Aren't you local still?
Yeah, I'm local.
Okay. Hey, you want me just drive to the tower so I can pick you up a lot better? You need anything from there?
I'm beginning to regret this phone system. See, my listeners are different than most listeners. If you haven't figured that out by now, you will shortly with Dimitri Graffiti today. They tend to be, what's a kind way of saying it? Unconventional. They tend to think outside of the bag, and the bag is outside of the box, and the box is where that Schrodinger's cat is dead or alive. That's the kind of people I'm dealing with here. And they just call it the number, my number, my special studio number. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Anyway, so that's Dimitri Graffiti. And you call him, you do not interact with the host, you follow the rules of engagement, but you do not interact with the host. You want to call and gloat, you want... Hold on. Big Willie 105.5, hello?
Should I tape that bag around my neck so it doesn't go off?
Anyway. So we have all of that. Mr. Big Willie, discount dentist, stories... we've got the $300 prize package. We've got Dimitri Graffiti after our show. And after we end the Facebook live stream, after all that, I'm going to do another Facebook live stream just on Facebook. And it's going to be addressed to the two incumbents who won the election in Richland Township and also addressed to David Blomquist. It will not be pretty. It will not be something that you want your children to be exposed to, but this has to be said. And I'm going to make a lot of people very uncomfortable, and you don't even know how I'm going to do that. I know you don't, but you're going to find out. So I get this from one of my listeners who does not want to come on the air. So I get this last night. How's that white elephant thing working out? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Four question marks. Four. Hey, just an FYI, some live and dangerously ignorant election coverage. 50% of the vote. Farrell, DeNoble, Stevens. 50% of the vote in. And Farrell and DeNoble are leading Stevens. And they ended up winning. The incumbents ended up winning. Fine. This was at 9:28. And then at 10:07, I get the Richland Township trustee total results from the same guy. I said, why don't you come on the show and we can... in fact, let me see if he responded. Hold on. It just dawned on me. Maybe he did respond. Did not respond. Well, there's a shocker. All right, so we are going to be addressing all of this and that special thing this morning after the regular show ends here. Also, this was very good. One of our listeners, a guy named Keith from Arizona, formerly from Pittsburgh, good guy, very, very good guy. As a last name, I can't begin to pronounce, so I'll just call him Keith from Arizona, one of our citizen journalists who is covering Arizona for us because that's what he does. He sends me this. This is actually addressed to @RealDonaldTrump from Keith. This is to Donald Trump. Shame on President Trump's advisors, Elon Musk, MAGA, mega donors, and GOP leadership. You have failed to flip NYC. That's New York City. New Jersey, PA. PA had a retention thing for three of the Supreme Court judges. And Virginia. And allow Prop 50 to pass in California. I'm not quite sure what that one is, but it must be bad. That's all there's to it. Anyway, the GOP once again has proven they are, quote, or excuse me, in all uppercase, horrible at marketing and strategy. Worse, you appear complicit in permitting evil anti-American Democrats to garner strength when polls showed them at their record lows. A lot of truth to that. I got to tell you, I think Keith has hit a home run with this. Supporting a loser Cuomo instead of a patriot Sliwa? Police. Weak. Again, I agree. Every ounce of energy should have been put into the Curtis Sliwa campaign from day one. We the people are sick and tired of the back and forth in these perceived media propagandized 50-50 races. There are more of us, damn it. Republicans have squandered the 2024 mandate. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. President Trump's massive accomplishments since January, these should have been easy wins. Where's the momentum? Where's the strength, the unity, the message? While President Trump works tirelessly, the rest of the Republican Party is lazy and too comfortable with business as usual, politics as usual. Also very true, with a few exceptions, of course. The DNC must never again win control of the House, Senate, and Oval Office. Expose the crimes of Democrats. Arrest them. Prosecute them. Hint, most MAGA supporters think FBI and DOJ are moving too slowly. 2020 election was stolen. We all know it. Prove it once and for all. We are at war. How do we save America if Republican leaders continue to play nice, behave complacently, and allow lying, cheating, and corrupt scumbags any wiggle room? Destroy the enemy. Force the Democratic Party to implode. Fight, fight, fight. I love this man. I want to have a baby with him. Well, maybe not that. Keith, our man in Arizona, probably one of the finest things he's written, certainly right on target, I got to tell you. I think a lot of our listeners agree here, no question. Back to this Richmond Township thing. And by the way, this the media, you just cannot begin to appreciate how useless the local media here is when it comes to covering news. Their version of journalism is, let's cover a fundraiser. That's journalism. Let's cover a festival. That's journalism. No, it's not. Journalism is what I do here. I host an evidence-based talk show. And if I don't have the evidence, and I cite it, I give you examples, documents, whatever. And if I don't have the evidence, I say I do not have smoking gun evidence. This is what I believe. This is why I believe this. But I don't have smoking gun evidence. These Richland Township results, again, give all credit where credit is due, unconditional. The two incumbents, Rick Farrell, Jim DeNoble, full disclosure, Jim DeNoble's a neighbor of mine. They're both good people. Won their races. They defeated Jay Stevens. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. They deserve credit for that, no question. There are some very troubling signs that an awful lot of people in Richland Township heard my concerns, my very deep concerns regarding this million-dollar white elephant that they built using COVID money. In the previous election 4 years ago, Jim DeNoble and Rick Farrell combined got 2,753 votes. This election, which essentially was a referendum on the two, they had 177 fewer votes. Now, if people would have been pleased with their performance, they would have received the same number of votes as 4 years ago, probably more, because there were fewer challengers this time. There was only one compared to last time. Their number should have gone up or at the worst maintained the same. But combined, they lost 177 votes from 4 years ago. That's pretty bad. Still good enough to win, no question about it, no question. But the other part that should be very troubling for these guys, even though they won fair and square, the other thing that should be so troubling is that Jay Stevens, who no one ever heard of, I never heard of the guy, got 951 votes. For the sake of discussion, because it's radio, let's round it up to roughly 1,000 votes. So when the two incumbents lose 177 votes from 4 years ago, their combined totals, and you have close to 1,000 people in Richland Township willing to get into their trucks and cars and SUVs and drive to the polling places just to vote against the two incumbents. Virtually 1,000 votes. This should be very sobering news to the incumbents, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble. They won fair and square. They deserve all the praise, no question. But this is a very cautionary tale. There are red flags here, big red flags.